Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Like most shows on the radio, we feel good about our guests. We feel great about this guest. Colonel David Hunt has joined me for 20-plus years, served our country for close to 30 years with our military in a brilliant way, still is extraordinarily plugged in, smart man, still with great sourcing, kind man, and is fearless. He is not afraid to praise those in the military. He is not afraid to criticize those. And we have the colonel on today. And first of all, thank you as always, Colonel Hunt. It is a great pleasure. I mean that and most sincerely to have you on as often as we have chatted. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's deal with two topics today. Let's start with Ukraine, Russia, and the United States, and the news that has really been all over the place the last 5-6 days. But today seems very positive, where President Zelensky said earlier today that Ukraine was ready to advance this framework of a U.S.-backed deal ending the war with Russia and still wanting to discuss some of the disputed points. I think a lot of us saw a plan that was leaked out last week, the so-called 28-point plan that seemed incredibly favorable to Russia. Then there was some confusion on, was it really America's plan? Was it Russia's plan? But a lot of meetings, and now maybe some significant progress. What are you hearing, and what is your evaluation of this plan from what you know?
The first plan was obviously DOA, and the second plan is close to DOA, and the sticking point is that Ukraine wants to to decide their own future. They don't want to be said. They're not going to sign something that says they can't join NATO. That's going to be a tough sticking point.
Do you believe they should have that?
Absolutely. After what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely they need it. Because the problem here is we, U.S., since the start of the Trump administration, has slow-rolled or stopped the aid. And without U.S. aid, direct big aid, artillery shells, tank shells, maintenance, parts, Ukraine has no chance. So they've been putting this quiet pressure on Ukraine since January. I'm not sure that Russia's okay with this. For the first plan, they'd love. That first plan called for Ukraine to give up territory they hadn't lost yet.
Yeah, and so, dramatically reduce their military troops.
Yeah, and never join NATO.
Yeah, right.
So the second one still has you can't join NATO, and that's a real problem.
This plan, looking at it from Russia's point of view, where they want everything. They certainly get a lot for whatever reason from the president. Are they all for this, or do they have points where they disagree also?
The answer is we don't know. We haven't heard anything from the administration on Russia's point of view on this. One would assume that the generosity of the first plan, they'll bite. And they lost almost 1 million soldiers. So has Ukraine since 2014. But it doesn't seem that the aggression of Russia, they're going to pay, except for the soldiers, which they don't care about. But they're going to gain Crimea plus everything they took in eastern Ukraine, which they've been trying since 2014. And Ukraine is still suffering from massive civilian casualties from war crimes that are committed every time Russia shoots missiles at a hospital or a school or an apartment building. It's one-sided.
The president prides himself on negotiating, and certainly in business. He had a great deal of success in that area. He believes he's had a ton of success in that area in tariffs. He suggested late last week that the deadline is Thanksgiving, and then he offered up the comment, or Zelensky can fight his little heart out. If the president holds to that, and it's clearly a different deal since then, and Zelensky says, nope, this deal doesn't even go far enough, and America notably pulls back, can Europe supplement what the Americans would be pulling back?
Less. Europe can supplement less than 25%. Europe does not have the munitions capacity, the war making capacity. We're low. The U.S. has only got one factory that produces 50 cal bullets, for example. Europe doesn't have the money. And they don't have the will either. I mean, Europe is dependent a lot on Russian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We less so, but Ukraine can continue to fight a war, but it won't have the success it was having without pronounced turn on the spigot again U.S. aid.
When the president at times suggests that we cannot continue to supply Ukraine because we want to make sure that we have enough ourselves, you know, and that can be multiple things within the military. Does he have a point, or is that an exaggeration?
No, he's got a point. I mean, there's a finite number of the expensive munitions, but we've shut them off on almost everything. So you do have a point. You don't want to lower your capacity to make another country well. Very, very expensive. Although, if we believe that what the president's saying, we're getting paid for everything that we supply them. This is not going to Ukraine free.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine's either paying or Europe's paying. Now, that's a very good deal. But we're not sending the munitions, the medical gear, et cetera. There's still a corruption problem in Ukraine, by the way. That's not good. But we've decided. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Last thing on this topic, and then I want to get to Mark Kelly, Pete Hegseth, and that story. In the last, I think it's like 36 hours, Steve Witkoff, who seemingly really is the Secretary of State, seems like he handles the most serious negotiations and also makes a lot of money with the president. He was in an interview, and the reporter asked him what he thinks of Vladimir Putin. And Witkoff said, I liked him, and I wanted to go to the bathroom and vomit. Now, some would say Witkoff has to say that because he's in the middle of negotiations with Putin. When you hear Witkoff say this about this KGB tyrant who's willing to kill anybody and everybody unless they show complete loyalty to him as a member of our military for almost three decades in a American citizen your entire life, what is your reaction?
I'm flabbergasted and revolted. There, you know, hey, Witkoff, you're a smart billionaire. There are thousands of ways you could have answered that question, and none of them begin with the word like.
Yeah.
Come on. That's childish. And I still to this day don't know the hold that Russia has on Trump.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. And it could be as simple as he likes them, or he likes authoritarians. That may be oversimplifying it. But to hear the lead negotiator And I agree, he's taken over an awful lot of the State Department.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Although historically, but anyways, I it's reprehensible to have an American official say that. And it won't get him anywhere. How many presidents has Putin fooled?
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't
all of
work.
Them. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I mean, Obama, Bush, Biden. I'm not saying they were brilliant with the guy either. And, you know, looked into his heart.
He's been unsuccessful.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, no, I love that one.
Yeah, that was most absurd. Okay, last week, six members of Congress who either were members of the military or the intelligence community put out a video where their point was, if you're in the military, you don't have to follow an illegal command. You don't have to participate in something that's a violation of law and the violation of the Constitution. The president handled it the way he normally handles it, if it's not adherence to him, and overreacted and suggested seditious behavior, punishable by death, reposting individuals saying they should be hung. Mark Kelly, among those in the group, and now Pete Hegseth, and we should note that while the Army Secretary is a part of the negotiations with Ukraine, Pete Hegseth is not. I think that's incredibly notable. He's just in a Twitter battle where he's now suggesting, he's calling these folks the seditious six and is suggesting bringing Kelly, who served our country for decades in harrowing circumstances, bringing him back into active duty, including court-martial. What are your thoughts on how this is playing out?
Democrats that did it, an unnecessary ad, obviously aimed at the president, free speech, but the issue of you do not obey legal orders. Everyone who serves gets the class. It's reinforced throughout their careers. Everyone in uniform, everyone who's ever served in uniform knows that concept. To me, it was a waste of time. It's silly. To me, it's a very, very silly thing. Now, the reaction of the administration is ridiculous. The senator from Arizona, Kelly, had 29 combat missions in Iraq. I mean, in the war on terror. He's been 30 years in the Navy. Oh, excuse me. He's an astronaut.
Yeah.
And his wife is Gabby Giffen, who we almost killed.
Right.
But all of us who take retirement pay are subject to being recalled. For example, if there was something I did in Southeast Asia, something in my career that was illegal, or if I committed a crime, and the military didn't like the punishment, I can be recalled to active duty and face court-martial. It's part of the contract you signed. But Kelly has done nothing but give his opinion. It's not seditious. It was a kind of stupid thing to say because everybody knows about it. But the overreaction, starting with the president, followed by Hegseth, who's acting even sillier, is embarrassing.
You can be called back for your actions, but have you ever heard somebody called back for, let's say, somehow comments where we've discussed Hegseth and you've questioned his credibility?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gets called back for words they say, though, decades after they are part of the military.
Yeah, no. They would get called back for committing a war crime.
Yeah,
they
sure
would get called back for stealing money. But I have not heard of it. I don't know of anyone in history that's happened to. But all I'm telling you is it can be done. It is ridiculous to make this kind of suggestion about Kelly. Yeah, completely honorable man.
Yep.
All six of those people served. They're all patriots. Every one of those people who had something to say are in the service. And they have an opinion. But it was one of those obvious, oh, by the way, it's snowing out opinions, but aimed at the president. But the administration has completely overreacted on this. And I do not believe they would dare to bring Kelly back on a sitting senator and do anything.
You're brilliant as always, sir. I hope you have a tremendous Thanksgiving, and you know we'll reach out again soon.
You too. Thank you.
Colonel David Hunt, our friend and reporter for this station, Taylor. Taylor Rivera was covering what's happening in St. Paul, and she ended up right in the middle of it with tear gas. How'd it play out? Taylor's going to tell us in moments on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.